خالدين في النار وبعد. Brothers and sisters, I advise yourselves and myself with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we adhere at all times to the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we recognize from the book of Allah and from the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that indeed Allah jalla wa ala has completed this religion. He has perfected his favor upon the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah jalla wa ala is pleased with Islam as our religion. So therefore, that which is complete and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected and that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with, then that matter, my brothers and sisters, does not require any addition or deletion or distortion. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to follow this deen and to follow the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us with obedience to Himself by way of that which is contained in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that which was revealed upon the tongue of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla wa ala has stated in the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبَلْ فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. That Allah jalla wa ala has stated in this ayah, and this is my straight path, so follow it and do not follow the other path, for they will divide you away from my straight path, or from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to stick to the sirat al-mustaqim. And this sirat that is mustaqim, that is upright and straight, then this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that which the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. So every action that does not have an asr, that does not have a foundation in the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is not established upon the evidence from the sunnah, then it is an innovation, it is a bid'ah, and it is misguidance. It is from the paths of separation that an individual takes on innovation. After knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي وَرَدِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. That after Allah jalla wa ala has stated that this day I've perfected my favor upon, or perfected your religion for you, and I've completed or perfected my favor upon you, and I am pleased with Islam as your religion. That after this, how can a person claim that that which is perfected and that which is complete and that which Allah is pleased with requires addition, or that which requires distortion, or that we need to tweak something from this side or take something away from that side? Anyone who claims this about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed invented a great lie against Allah. And indeed he has questioned, or he has misunderstood, or that he is ignorant regarding this ayah that we have mentioned. So the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, that this is, and Allah mentioned, and this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow the other path. So we have been forbidden to take any other path, apart from the path of Allah jalla wa ala, and apart from the path of His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is one and the same. As in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew for us a line, and then he said, هذا سبيل الله. After drawing the line, he said, this is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that which is not established in the book of Allah or upon the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and a person tries to ascribe that to the religion of Islam, then that is innovation and misguidance. It is from the path of separation, and it is a cause of division from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whomsoever embarks upon it. It is not to be said, and it should never be said, that the people of sunnah and the people of salafiyyah, the people who stick to the way of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, that they are the people of division and separation. Rather, they are the people of ittiba'. They are the people who follow the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And those who choose to add to their religion, those who choose to deviate from that straight path, Those who wish to conceal the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those who propagate this falsehood, which they call bid'ah hasana, which they call the good innovation, those are the people of misguidance, and they are the ones who have caused separation, because they have separated themselves from the guidance of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wa salam, he stated in a hadith in which he said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fahuwa rad." He mentioned that whomsoever does a deed which is not from this affair of ours, then it will be rejected. Whichever action that you do, my brothers and sisters, whether it be that you believe that you are coming close to Allah, that you love Allah, and that you love His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so therefore that you justify for yourself an innovation, whether it be celebrating the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or whether it be celebrating the night of the Isra and the Mi'raj, the night journey and the ascension of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person claims that this is their attachment to Allah's Messenger, and this is a sign of their love of an event that took place in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, i.e. the night journey and the ascension, and then they claim that therefore they should single out that day, then that is an innovation and misguidance that was not practiced by Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not take that night as a day of celebration or a night of celebration or festivity. He did not take his birthday as a day of festivities or special zikr or special worship or special actions in nearness to Allah. Never was this known from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And therefore, with regard to that, his companions therefore, following the footsteps of their Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, likewise did not partake in any of these activities, whether it be the birthday of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the death of an individual, or the birth of an individual, or a night of ascension, or the visit of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took him up to the heavens and commanded him with the five daily prayers, that none of the companions after the death of the Prophet ﷺ ever partook in such festivities or such activities that commemorate that occasion. None of the companions. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah, from the great ulama of this time, that he mentions that at the time of the passing away of Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam, there was somewhere in the region of 114,000 companions. Not a single one of them, my brothers and sisters, not one. And that was at the time of passing away of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wassalam. Never mind those companions that passed away during his lifetime, and those Muslims who embraced Islam in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but they never met him. It is not known from a single one of them. And they have over 100,000 to choose from, that they celebrated the birthday of the Messenger of Allah, nor the night of the Isra and the Mi'raj, the night journey and the ascension through the heavens. Not a single one of them, because they were the furthest of individuals from introducing into the religion that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not legislate. So when Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that hadith that we have mentioned, "Man amila amalan," that whomsoever does a deed that is not from this affair of ours, then it will be rejected. Yawm al-Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not accept those deeds of those people. Because Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, they will be rejected. So no matter how many birthdays that you celebrate, no matter how many nights of celebration that you inaugurate or that you commemorate, no matter whose death that you believe is worthy of commemorating, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that Allah jalla wa ala will reject it. And in a narration, "Man ahdatha fi amrina hadha ma laysa minhu fahuwa rad," that whomsoever introduces an affair into this, or introduces a matter into this affair of ours, meaning into the Islamic religion, then it will be rejected. A person can spend 70 years of his life every year commemorating the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ, but Allah will reject all of it. Allah will not accept it, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth when he said it will be rejected. And we do not doubt for a single moment, not for a single minute second do we doubt, that any action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by way of an action of worship, seeking nearness to Allah, that a person introduces into the religion, not for a second do we doubt that Allah jalla wa ala will reject it. On top of that, my brothers and sisters, there is a punishment that is connected to those people who introduce affairs into this religion. As we mentioned in the Khutbatul Hajah, every single week, that every newly invented matter is an accursed innovation. And every innovation is misguidance. And every misguidance is in the hellfire. This narration of the Prophet ﷺ mentioning that all innovations are misguidance. Every single one of them, without exception. وَكُلُّ بِدَعْتٍ ضَلَالًا As the Messenger of Allah ﷺ said, and every innovation is misguidance. He did not make any exceptions to that. And every misguidance leads to the hellfire. So therefore, anyone who innovates into this religion, and the affair has been made clear to that individual, and he persists upon that path, then it is feared for him the punishment of the fire of hell. Shaykh al-Fawzan mentions that Imam Ahmad narrates upon Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَبْتَدَعَ قَوْمٌ بِدْعَةً إِلَّا نَزَعَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ مِنْ سُنَّةِ مِثْلَهَا That Allah, that he mentioned that there is not a qawm or there is not a people who introduce anything into this religion, who make an introduction to the religion, meaning an innovation, a bid'ah into this religion, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a similar amount or a similar affair from the sunnah. And this is a reality with regard to the mafsada and the mafasid and the corruption that is incurred by way of entering into innovation. The innovations, my brothers and sisters, as the salaf of this ummah used to say, that the reason that you find, for this reason that you find, that the people of innovation are more ardent upon their innovation than they are upon the sunnah. This is the first thing that you find from the people of bid'ah. That you don't find them ardent upon the sunnah. Rather, you find them lackadaisical when it comes to the sunnah. Easy going. That they have some tasahul when it comes to the sunnah. But when it comes to their bid'ah, you find how ardent they are. To the point that they will punish their own bodies in following their innovation. They will stay up all through the night in following their innovation. They will march in the streets in following their innovation. And some of them even will beat their own selves and their children as those Shia, those Rafida, that they do when they commemorate the death of Hussein radiallahu anhu. That you find them marching in the streets and beating their own bodies. How ardent they are upon their bid'ah and how weak and negligent they are in following the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we mentioned that the person of innovation, that when he enters into innovation, that you find him busying himself with the bid'ah and leaving alone the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he could occupy his time in an act of worship, which has been legislated by Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was acted upon by the companions of Allah's Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, that when those companions acted upon it, instead they will leave that alone. You tell them the companions did not celebrate the birthday of the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam. You tell them that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions did not single out the middle of Sha'ban for any special occurrence of worship or event of worship. Nor did they celebrate or commemorate the Isra and the Mi'raj. They didn't do it. And 9 times out of 10 they'll say, we know they didn't do it. So what are you doing it for? If you know that they didn't do it, then what are you doing it for? Do you believe that you are more beloved to Allah than they were? Do you believe that you love the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than they did? Do you believe that the religion of Al-Islam is not complete, that you need to complete it further, that there are some actions and worship and statements that the Prophet of Allah alayhi salatu wasalam didn't teach you, that you need to go around now and teach the people? These are the mafasid, my brothers and sisters, from those corruptive affairs that the people have entered into with regard to their religion. From the corruption of bid'ah is that the person of innovation, that he sees that the religion of Al-Islam that was completed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and perfected by him, And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he informed his companions to bear witness that he has conveyed, that they believe that this religion that has been conveyed, this religion that has been completed and perfected is deficient. And they wish to complete it with their bid'ah. If he believed, this person of innovation, that the religion was complete, then he would know that the religion is not in need of newly invented matters. It is not in need of newly invented acts of worship. It doesn't need it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfected it. Also from the corruption of innovation and from the people of bid'ah is that they are estranged and distant from the sunnah, from those acts of the sunnah and those affairs of the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they become determined on leaving out a correct action or leaving alone correct actions. And they become active in their innovation. And this is why you find them spending their wealth and wearing out their bodies and sacrificing their own bodies with tiredness and wasting their time in the performance of innovation. And then they say that Allah loves it. Then they lie upon Allah and they say that Allah loves it. And then they lie upon the Messenger, saying that the Messenger loves them to do such an affair, as if they know. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the authority or the knowledge to decide that which Allah loves and that which the Messenger loves and that which Allah hates and despises. That they believe that they have the authority even after the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the worst of all affairs are the muhdathat. That the worst of all affairs are the newly invented matters, those newly introduced affairs. So even after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from wahi, from revelation has informed us that Allah hates it, and Allah has described it, or Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described it as being from the most evil of affairs, they still regard it to be something that is beloved to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the sunnah and keep us away from these evil innovations and guide those people who fall into them to the sunnah and to the sirat al-mustaqim. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Can I ask the brothers, even though I'm sure many of you are trying, that you need to make some more room if you are at all able to do so. بارك الله فيكم. Also, my brothers and sisters, the innovations return the people back to the characteristics of Jahiliyyah. That those people who fall into innovation, that you will find that they will also fall into some aspects of Jahiliyyah by sowing discord, because innovation sows discord and it sows enmity and it causes division. And as Shaykh al-Fawzan mentioned, that every single sect that falls into bid'ah, whether it be bid'ah mukaffara or ghayr mukaffara, because bid'ah, as it relates to the religion, is of two types. There is the bid'ah that exits a person from the religion of Islam. Imagine that a person believes that by his action or by his statement or by his belief, that he is coming closer to Allah, where in reality, that belief takes him outside the fold of Islam. Such as those individuals from the extreme Sufis, who believe that it is permissible to seek aid from the dead in their graves. And they make dua to them. And they ask them for cure and forgiveness. Or they seek intercession from them. That these people believe that this action brings them closer to Allah. Whereas in reality, it is an act of shirk and kufr that takes him outside the fold of Islam after the proof has been established. So people will fall into this type of innovation, the innovation of kufr. Like, for example, those who believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is present upon the earth, that he walks in the bodies of men. This is kufr, to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is indwelling inside of his creation. So that is one type of bid'ah. But by this bid'ah, look, that they believe they are coming closer to Allah, In reality, they remove themselves from the fold of Islam by these beliefs of shirk and kufr. Then there is that bid'ah, which is lesser than that. That the person who falls into it, then he does not remove himself from Islam. Such as those who celebrate the birthday of the Prophet ﷺ. They are Muslim, but they are mubtadi'ah. Upon those whom the proof has been established, that they are innovative. And likewise, those who celebrate the night of the Isra and the Mi'raj, after they have known the truth, then those people are people of bid'ah, but they have not fallen into kufr. So by these actions, they believe they are coming closer to Allah. Yet they may be earning the anger of Allah. And more so if they know that affair. More so if they know that affair. So no doubt, these types of affairs of innovation, that they cause separation and division within the ranks of the Muslims. And as the Shaykh has mentioned, that every sect believes that they are correct. Even though they are opposing the sunnah of Allah's messenger. They believe that they are correct. Rather, they are joyous of the fact that they are doing these innovations. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned. Every party rejoicing in that which is with them. All of them. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded them. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلْ فَاتَّفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ And do not, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, and do not follow the other paths. The paths of innovation. The paths of deviation. The paths who take you away from the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The paths of bid'ah. Do not follow those paths. For they will take you away from his straight path. As for the sunnah and the sunnah, the person who is upon the sunnah of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he acts upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, then they gather and unite the people together. The sunnah does not divide the ummah. Bid'ah divides the ummah. Sunnah, if the Muslims were to hold on to it, in every respect, then the ummah would be united by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So bid'ah divides. Sunnah unites the people together. Uniting their hearts so that they become brothers. Having love and affection upon a single manhaj. Upon a single methodology. Upon a single religion. All acting upon the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا And hold on all of you together to the rope of Allah and be not divided. So this rope of Allah, the ulama of al-Islam, that they have mentioned, the likes of Shaykhul Islam, Ibn Taymiyyah, and the likes of the ulama of this era and the time before them, that they have mentioned the rope of Allah, that it is the jama'ah. The rope of Allah, it is the book of Allah. The rope of Allah, it is the kitab and the sunnah. The rope of Allah, it is the way of the Salafus Salih, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And all of these meanings are correct. وَاَعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ Hold on to the rope of Allah. This is the rope of Allah, my brothers and sisters. The kitab and the sunnah, and the way of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then Allah has commanded that you do not divide thereafter. After that, you are not permitted to divide. Because the sunnah and the rope of Allah unite. Bid'ah does not unite. And it has never united. And that's why Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew those lines in the sand. When he drew the singular line, he said, هذا سبيل الله. When he drew the line to the right and the left, he said, هذه سبل المتفرقة. When he drew the other line, he said that these are paths, divergent paths. At the head of each one of those paths is a devil calling to it. So the paths of bid'ah have at the head of them devils who beguile the people, deceive the people, confuse the people into following innovations by beautifying them. And the shayateen from amongst mankind and jinn. And the enemies of Islam, they love nothing more than to destroy Islam from inside. And the best way to destroy the Muslims and to destroy Islam from within is to spread innovations amongst them. This is the way of the munafiqoon. This is the way of the people of kufr and shirk from those who are the outward enemies of Islam. That they wish Islam to be destroyed. How do you destroy it? Introduce this innovation. Introduce that innovation. Then he will love and hate based upon his innovation. They will declare the people of truth to be people of falsehood. So as Shaykh Al-Fawzan mentions here, so much so that a person who does not know about Islam and does not know about the affair of Islam, when he is presented with Islam, he is presented with innovations and misguidance. So he begins to think that this is Islam. So when the real Islam and the true Islam is presented to him, he does not recognize it. This is the danger of innovation. Cause enmity and hatred. Cause the Muslims weakness in their ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never unite the ummah upon misguidance, my brothers and sisters. The ummah will be united upon the truth. Ikhtilaf and separation and division is not a rahmah. Is not a mercy. Rather, it is azab, as has been mentioned by the Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu was salam, and his companions radiallahu anhum. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who adhere stringently and in an ardent way to the kitab and the sunnah and to the way of the sahaba radiallahu anhum. And may Allah protect us from those paths of misguidance that will ultimately lead an individual to the fire of hell. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.